giant voice log.
Boo, you whore. Yeah, that would have been funny. This is episode 2. I hope that fucking other one saved correctly, because this is going to the cloud.
Well, I stopped when you drop. I stopped the first one.
Oh, did you? Okay, yeah. Cool. Oh,
yeah. Shit. So there's gonna be like a 5 minute, or however long it was.
Cool. All right. So is this recording? This is recording. This is the Fallout episode. Episode, I don't know, whatever the fuck number. Cool.
I pull up my my documentation here.
Number.
All right. I think that's good enough.
All right, cool. Starting. Hey there, Snicker Snacks. It's your old pal and Space Lord PJs coming to you live in your ear holes here for Apple Tales. This is Adventurous Tall Tales, where we allocute about all things awesome and adventurous. Today I have with me two of my favorite peoples at Native Kimchi and at Patty Shakes. Introduce yourselves, kids. Tell everyone about yourselves. What's going on? What's hip? What's not square? What's square? I don't know. Anyway, tell us about you.
Well, I am Patrick. You can find me on the internet everywhere, on Instagram, Twitter, and Twitch, and all the likes at @PattyShakes_. And what's hip? Well, Fallout's pretty hip from what I've heard.
Don't spoil it.
Oh wait. Not Fallout is not pretty hip from what I've heard.
Who would talk about that, right? Dwayne.
Nailed it. No one has no idea what's going on.
Everyone is left in suspense. Yes, I am Dwayne. At Made of Kimchi on the internet is where you can find me. And I am me. I do stuff with Vorpal Tales.
Nice. Cool. Glad to have you guys on the show. Let's talk about today's topic. Brought to us from the home office in Cato, New York. It would seem the peeps want us to talk about war and how it never changes. And that's right. We're talking about Fallout. Huh? See, what a twist, right?
Ooh, what a twist.
What a twist. Cool. So, yeah. Guys, Fallout, what you know? What you love?
Well, now I think our listeners should know, are we going to be talking about Fallout the video game or Fallout the tabletop role-playing game?
Yes.
The answer is yes.
Yes. For those of you who don't know, in a couple of weeks, we're going, Modiphius has made Fallout the RPG. They actually have something called Fallout the War Games, which is like a miniature game. This is actually just the tabletop role-playing game. So we're going to be running that in a couple of weeks. I bought like the $300,000 package and then got the PDF early and was like, hey guys, we're playing this in 2 weeks. So make characters.
Did you say the $300,000 package? That's impressive, Sean.
Yeah. Rain's not happy with me right now because I did that for October 2 as well.
No, I understand. Yeah. But I didn't realize Warple Tales was doing that well.
I
gotta be blunt. Where's my piece?
Fun fact, yeah. Patty, Vorpal Tales is still in the red, so
I still haven't gotten water.
Right.
Roger's spending $3,000.
Right. Priorities, Dwayne, please. Okay. Come on.
Yeah, your water.
God, why have you forsaken me?
So I think it's best to sort of in a nutshell talk about Fallout as a franchise, as an entity, and then we can sort of rope that into how it relates to the new TTRPG that's coming up, because the TTRPG is basically just the continuation of everything that is Fallout anyways, just in dice rolling format. So,
I guess the most important thing before we get any of this started is Fallout 76 part of this?
So, fun fact, a lot of the material does not reference, it looks like they built the game off of Fallout 4, and I think there is a few references to Fallout 76, but I think everybody would like to, well, fun story, everybody would probably like to forget Fallout 76 exists, but I hear it's halfway decent now, but only if you pay the $100 a month, or is it a month, or a year or something, to get the private servers, but those don't work right, so get your shit together, Bethesda. Anyway, But
well,
yeah,
you know, Bethesda, but like Microsoft is Bethesda's daddy now. So
oh yeah, that's right, Microsoft. I mean, so hot take. Everything that Microsoft touches turns to shit. If you've used Teams, hot take. Teams sucks. The opinions of Sean are not opinions of Orpatels as a whole. I don't know.
It's okay. They're gonna have Discord next year soon.
Yeah, I know. God, that scared the fuck out of me when that happened. Anyway, Dwayne, how did you get into Fallout?
Actually, I first got into Fallout with the very first computer game. I don't even remember what game I was playing it on, probably a 486 or a 1086. It was ridiculously slow, and I'm pretty sure I was still using 3x3.5s, maybe. It might have been on a CD. I honestly can't remember.
I think I had this problem too. I was like, when did it fucking come out? And I was like, oh, 97? Like 97, 96. I was like, okay, maybe I was playing Baldur's Gate and somehow, and like, no, that's not, I have no idea, other than the box art was really cool because that was a thing with computer games once upon a time.
Yes.
I can only assume that's why I went and bought it, because I was like, and I had a friend who was pretty big into stuff, and I think maybe they had played Wasteland and they're like, hey, this Fallout game's cool. And I was like, well, that's got a guy in power armor on it, so I'm fucking down.
I got it because a friend of mine, we used to go to Circuit City like every
Circuit City, baby. Did you go to Radio Shack afterwards?
Oh damn, that's cold.
But we used to go and look in like the bargain bin, and we like every week we'd pick up a new video game, even if it was something ridiculous. And he had picked that up like the week prior, and he was like, "Oh, this is so cool." I honestly didn't know what it was about. I didn't read the box or anything. Mm-hmm. Like you said, you know, the front art was cool, but like I thought it was like a space game just from looking at it. I was like, oh, I'm going to be like this awesome space guy in this space suit. And I start playing it and I'm like, what am I doing?
This isn't the moon.
Why am I some stick guy? Well, I mean, not a stick guy, but you know, some scrawny little man running all over the place, attacking rats.
Wow. Patty, you're younger than us, so how did you get into Fallout?
I bought a copy of Fallout 3 Collector's Edition for $5 from GameStop one time.
Oh my.
And I played through a little bit of it, but I was like, oh my god, is that Liam Neeson? And then I was like, okay, this is one also so fun fact about Patty's origin story. He was like, you know, Call of Duty like gamer bro for a while when he was a teenager. So I didn't know about other games that weren't Call of Duty. So I'm like, it's cool, it's Liam Neeson and all, but like there's stats that I upgrade and they have numbers and they do things. And because I was like, let me just make these numbers as even as possible, I'm just bad at everything apparently. This game sucks. I didn't last long through Fallout 3.
I hate 2013 Patty so much right now.
That's fair. I hate 2013 Patty. So like, you know,
COD is not life. There are other things out there.
Blasphemy, Dwayne.
Okay, so you started with Fallout 3. That's interesting. So where did it go from there?
From there, I did get Fallout 4, and I played a decent chunk of it. But at that time, that version of Patty was very burned out on RPGs, having played them for like his entire life since Fallout 3. So that also didn't get a ton of playtime as well. So I don't have a ton of playtime on Fallout games, but I have always really liked their psychological aspects. I love the different experience that were run on the vaults. That's like my favorite part.
Yeah, that is probably my favorite thing.
Yeah, so the fun thing about Fallout is it did come out at the time when like nuclear apocalypse was not so much on everybody's mind, but still very much in everybody's mind. Because 96 is that weird era where like Soviet Russia's fallen. United States is just all up on its shit. And then it was one of the first games, I want to say, that I, aside from something like Space Quest, was just riddled with satire. But like, oh, it was God, really, I know Space Quest is amazing. or like, you know, Pirates of Monkey Island or whatever. Yeah. All those LucasArts ones. But it was one of those first games, like Patty said, that has a real psychology to it. Where, and I didn't really figure things out until like Fallout 3, and you got Wikipedias and you can finally go back and read about all this stuff. So basically Fallout, in the 1950s, nuclear power really becomes big. They like, you have nuclear fusion powered cars, and instead of fuel stations, you have coolant stations, to cool the fucking nuclear reactor that's in the back of your car. That you learn how dumb of an idea that is.
Yeah, I love that no one ever realizes that if any car crash ever happens, you have, you know, Hiroshima.
Right. Like, it's one of those things where like, okay, it doesn't really make sense until Fallout 3, when it really was a concept that ended up in that game. But drinking, if you shoot a car in that, isotopes. Yes, like, you're going to explode that car, and it's going to explode as a small yield nuclear device and destroy everything around it in fuck you up really bad. So you got nuclear powered cars, but we've sort of sucked the earth dry of all like fossil fuel resources, and it's really hard to dig stuff out of the earth again because we've just kind of sapped the sort of construction resources and building blocks of society to the point where Alaska is like the last bastion of resources, and it's the United States and China actually is the communist force that everybody talks about. And
Sino-American war.
Yeah. So that, I didn't know that till Fallout 4, I want to say.
Fallout 3 is when it really hit on it. The Brotherhood of Steel.
Oh, DLC. Yes. That one, yes, that's the one that actually goes, by the way, everybody, it was actually China. It wasn't Russia that we were actually fighting. So I think it does allude to in some of the other games, but maybe I'm just older and can't remember. But that one actually just sort of blatantly says, because I think it might have even been vague in the previous games because nobody knows what the fuck happened anyways. But there's a blatant like, yeah, the war was between the United States and China. And
I think in the first game and in the second game, they just referred to it as the Great War.
Yes. Yeah, nobody ever like really says anything. So long story short, too late. China invades Alaska, United States invents power armor and then kicks China's ass and then invades China. And then on October 23rd, 1977 at 9:47 a.m., the world ends. There's a nuclear exchange that lasts for like 2 or 3 hours and the earth is just fucking obliterated. The United States knew that this was probably going to happen, so they build things called vaults. But there's a nefarious element to the vaults where most of the vaults are just mad scientist experiments. And you can just search Fallout vaults and just read the list, and it's fucking.
Oh God, I've been reading them like for a little while now. There's some good ones.
Yes,
some of them aren't bad.
Some of them are not bad. Vault 95, populated solely with drug addicts, with the exception of a single vault tech employee undercover. The vault residents would elect an overseer regularly and hold therapy sessions as part of a rehab program. The rehab proved to be a success. 5 years after the vault was sealed, a hidden stash of drugs was unlocked by the vault tech employee. Within a few days, all the vault residents but one fell back into addiction or killed each other.
There's four that aren't bad.
I didn't say there was a lot. I just said there's a couple.
Yes. Anyway, world's blown up. In the first game, it's like 21 or 2277. And you have to go out because your water chip breaks, which is just this weird MacGuffin that doesn't make any goddamn sense. And then you realize that there's things called ghouls, which are just irradiated humans who somehow the radiation caused them to become zombies, but they're not zombies. They're actually just talking and walking human beings just with their flesh melted off. And then there's also these things called super mutants, where they're just giant fucking Hulk-like beings that are kind of dumb and carry all the heavy weapons, and you're just like, good, dear God, I don't want to fucking mess with those. And then you have the Deathclaws, which are just irradiated, experimented lizards that will rip your fucking face off. And then, yeah, you go through crazy wasteland adventures. You stop a mad scientist from trying to replace everybody with super mutants. And then you hit the next game and you fight America again, basically, or the corporate overlords that are still around.
Oh, in the second game? Yeah. It's more about the...
It's more about the lore.
The Enclave.
Yeah, the Enclave. And then you get to Patty's first, baby's first Fallout. Which that's when Bethesda took it over, and you have Fallout 3 starring Liam Neeson as your father. And that game's really weird because you're not the main character. You just follow your father around, who is the main character, and doing shit. And then you're just doing fetch quests for your father, and then your father dies, and then you become the main character, but still not really. It's just his coworker, and then you die. In front of you turn on Thomas Jefferson and you die, basically. And then that game has a couple of add-ons, which retroactively is like, no, hey, you didn't die. It's just we're Brotherhood of Steel now, and Liberty Prime, which is probably the greatest invention from Bethesda, adding to the Fallout mythos. And then you get New Vegas, which is an amazing fucking game built by the original guys who originally made the first two games. And then you get Fallout 4, which is almost like a weirdly perfect game that is absolutely imperfect in all the ways it can be. I don't know. I have a weird love-hate relationship with Fallout 4 that, like, the power armor system's amazing, but then just everything else about the game it was a building block that then would become Fallout 76, which Bethesda doesn't know how to make a massive MMO.
I've heard mostly negative things about 76.
Yeah.
Supposedly it's playable now, but even then, I think it's past its time, and just release it for free, Bethesda, and let us make our own goddamn servers and stop trying to do this live service bullshit. Anyway, I've talked a lot.
I'm in the same wheelhouse as you, Sean. I liked Fallout 4, but I definitely would play Fallout 3 over 4. And I would definitely play Fallout New Vegas over Fallout 4.
Yes, I was going back and I played Fallout 4 like once and was just, this is okay. And then when I knew I was going to be running the game, I was like, what game should I play? And the TTRPG is based mostly off Fallout 4. So I was like, I really love the way the power armor system works in the game. So fine, I'll play Fallout 4. That's another game where, like, you're playing somebody, and this is a small tangent. Video games have a lot of problems with playing somebody else's story, and you're just hitting the story beats and not really having any sort of agency in that story. Fallout 4, that's sort of the main problem with Fallout 4, is there's all this agency, sort of. It's not even, you don't even have agency. You're just sort of going through the motions of what the story is, and then you end up at the end of it, and you're just like, okay, I built a bunch of settlements, I guess. I saved Boston. Like,
who do I want to side with?
Yeah, who do I want to side with? Who's less fascist than the weirdly fascist Brotherhood of Steel that shows up in that game? If you ever have to, like, base something off the Brotherhood of Steel, don't base it off of what's in Fallout 4, please, God. They're just nothing but a bunch of fucking fascists.
Sean's favorite insult.
Yeah, I mean, if I call you a fucking fascist, yeah,
you're dead to him.
You're dead to me. Cool. So, yeah, I have talked a lot. I would like to save my voice for a little bit.
We've talked about the video game a whole lot.
Uh huh.
Let's start talking about the actual RPG. And you have said already talked a lot, but I mean.
So this just came off Kickstarter, right? That's what you're saying, is you backed the 500,000 plus your firstborn level?
Yeah, so it's not Kickstarted. It's just you can buy it. It's still not in print. It'll be printed over the summer. And then they give you what is basically the finalized PDF. It has few page numbers are weird, but it's the game. So it is a 2D20 system, just like, say, Infinity or Conan of the Modiphius brand. It's made by Modiphius. It's one of their core games now. It does have the special system that's in there. That's your stats. And then it does affect those stats, then do go and affect your skills, much in the same way that it does in the 2D20 system, in their other 2D20 systems. And then you can pick like your starting perk. But the cool thing is they have classes in quotes, which you can be a vault dweller, which is somebody who comes from a vault. You can be a survivor, who is somebody who somehow managed to survive the war and society afterwards and not get ghoulification. You can be a ghoul. You can be a super mutant, because not all super mutants are bad. And then you can
be a Deathclaw too, couldn't you?
No, you cannot be a Deathclaw. No.
Which... I thought I saw somewhere where you could be a Deathclaw.
Oh, yeah.
Actually, that reminds stats me. For it.
Brotherhood of Steel, the tactical RPG, that was a thing that happened with Fallout as well. That I totally forgot about that. Or you can be a Mr. Handy Robot. So that's cool.
Oh, okay.
Wait, for real?
Yeah, you can be a Mr. Handy.
Okay, so I know not in this game, but like, someone better fucking play a Mr. Handy.
That's what I'm saying. I want to be in this game. I want
to. All right. You know what? So I'm going to run this game again. So I will make sure that Patty and Dwayne get in the game somehow. Ever's actually going to be a Miss Nanny, I guess is what they're called. That's trying to gain sentience, kind of like Curie in
Fallout 4,
if you played that. I think Steve's going to play an old-timey Dr. Super Mutant, which is fun because some of their intelligence stuff gets capped. So he's going to be a very terrible doctor. JT's going to play a Brotherhood Initiate, not the fascist ones. I think Jane's going to play a cottage core. Go look it up on the internet and get your feeds infected. Basically, they're just people who like the sort of cottage. I don't know. It's hard to explain the internet. Right? Just type in cottage core. You'll know exactly what it is. She's a survivalist, I'm going to say. And then Harry's playing a vault dweller. So he has no idea what the outside world awaits him. Cool. So yeah, those are the classes. All the weapons are there. There's a whole system for the power armor. That's all there. All the factions are there. I haven't read up to the enemies yet, but all that stuff's there. I'm looking forward to it. I've invented a wasteland called the Peninsula Wasteland. It's Florida. If it got irradiated, I'm using a couple of pieces of information. Yes, I'm excited to like do Florida post-apocalypse.
You didn't call it like the saute panhandle?
That's silence, Dwayne.
Don't edit that out.
tells you everything you need to know.
Yeah. No, I called it the Peninsula Wasteland because, like, you get the Capital Wasteland, which is for like it's just named for the region. So I figured that was that would work. But there were some notes in the Fallout Bible about what Brotherhood of Steel 2 was going to be like, and they talked about how a Gek went crazy and just filled the area with lots of vegetation and stuff. So I kind of took that idea because I think that was going to be set in Texas, but it's like, no, it should be set in Florida. Cause that's, you know, sure the wasteland of Florida is the wasteland of Florida. And then you just jungle-fy it and just go to town. Cause
ooh, exactly. You should look up, what vault number was it? It's from Fallout 3.
Fallout New Vegas.
Fallout New Vegas. Yeah.
I just fucking read about that too.
Check out that vault. Cause that had the same problem. Didn't have a Gek, but yeah, same problem.
That sort of problem happens to Florida, so you end up with a region called the Swamp, and then I actually made a little map for the players, and I just put I called the Glades, or the Everglades, just the Glades, and then I just put the word no over that, just like, don't fucking go there. I mean, don't go fucking to go there right now, because that place will fucking kill you with an airboat, but like, when it's irradiated and got weird, you know, mutated vegetation, don't fuck with it. So Miami exists is North South Beach. By the way, they're making Fallout Miami. Some group is making a third party plugin that's Fallout Miami. That's just Miami, but I was like, eh, cool. So that's North South Beach. I've totally forgot the keys existed, but I might reference those later. I felt like the Brotherhood of Steel would have eventually taken over the Space Center. So that's Space Beach. Then nice. Jacksonville gets a shout out, which is funny because we were talking about it last time. That's called Orangeport, I want to say. And then all the old highways are sort of in mostly intact. Anything that's like the middle of Florida or the upper peninsula of Florida just is the swamp. So you basically have to take I-95 up to the capital of the wasteland. That's where the most traders come from. So you end up through Orangeport, and then there's a ferry system that goes around the irradiated oceans and fun stuff. Then you can cross over the middle of Florida and make it to Ocrosstown, which is basically post-apocalyptic Orlando. And then you get to Tampa, which is Bay City, which is just a city on the water. And they come from a vault where they experimented with fish people and fish DNA. So they're basically deep ones, more or less. Spoiler alert. Yeah. So, and that's my peninsula wasteland that you can look forward to in a couple of weeks. So,
sounds exciting.
Yeah, should be fun. I love Fallout. I think it's one of my favorite things in the world. One of my favorite settings to play in. And yeah,
you should totally use the whole thing happen at Piney Point right now as like a something for your Fallout little map.
Oh, that's right. Ooh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Piney Point's just dumping a whole shit ton of phosphate-rich wastewater into the bay.
Okay.
Irradiated seaweed and seaweed monsters. Totally down for it. All right. I have to remember that. I'm going to write that down. Piney Point. Cool. While I'm making that note, what have you guys got? What's your Fallout brain holes?
So I looked up, I looked up the Modiphius website to look at this Fallout thing. Is it called the Wasteland Warfare thing? That can't be it.
No, like that is actually a different game.
Yeah, that's a totally different game.
This looks like Warhammer for Fallout.
it was. It was, and like the miniatures are really cool for it.
Hell yeah, they are.
Yeah, but no, if you just, it's Fallout the RPG.
Yeah, you look up like Fallout D20 or something like that.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of buried in their webpage.
Okay, if you go to games, Fallout role playing is what.
There you go. That's it. Yeah. So I'm really excited to run it. I'm really excited to have Fallout. Dwayne, what's your Fallout?
What's my Fallout?
Yeah, what's your Fallout? What's your Fallout to the Fallout?
Major malfunction.
In our last podcast, I kind of asked the same question, but again, because Fallout. In any of the Fallout games, it's very big, very, very big.
Yes.
Even Fallout 1 was, I mean, traveling was ridiculous, but still, it made the game seem so big. Like, how you, as a game master, how difficult is it to make a whole type of, you know, how difficult is it to make all of Florida, you know, a wasteland or are you going to try and not railroad, but you know, contain your players to specific areas so that you don't have to worry about making?
No, and it's funny because I've actually been rewriting. I started writing this sort of concept many, many years ago, and just kind of refined it over the years, just coming back to it every once in a while. And then now I have an actual reason to use the stuff that I've just been thinking about for many, many years.
Years is a long time to
me. Yeah. So the Fallout Florida Wasteland's just something that I've had in my head for a long time. But the way that I was gonna guide the story was they end up in a situation where they're together out of circumstance and they don't know why they're in those circumstances. And then they have sort of fleeting memories of what they were doing last, and then they learn, you know, what happened to them, and then they have to go find out what more happened to them. So they'll get to travel around to different areas and sort of seek out each other's sort of personal character quest. So I think that's how I'm going to get them around. And
so just, it's definitely going to be more sandboxy than an actual like campaign, quote unquote.
Yeah, they're like most Fallout games.
You just run wherever the hell you want.
Yeah, it's kind of you run wherever you want, and then you stumble into the story, and then you decide to either interact with that bit of the story. Or realize that if you don't interact with that bit of the story, then something really bad's going to happen and you're probably going to fucking die. So, because like there in the first Fallout game, there's an actual timer that's going on where you have to find the water chip within a certain amount of days or you fail. Yeah. Like the game ends.
The game ends.
The game fucking ends. So you could have played this game for like 60 hours and the game would be like, sorry, you fail.
As a 90s baby, that concept is so foreign to me. It is not as something they have like not done in video games in a very long time. It's just like the shut down everything and start over because you didn't do the thing.
Oh, well, guess what, Patty? Wait, there's more. So if you hit that milestone, then if you play the game, if you then take too long to figure out the end game of the game, the end game will just sort of railroad right into you and kill you like that. And there's no way to stop it. I guess not fucking spoilers on a, 30-year-old game now.
Right.
So you can find the water
speed run it in like 10 minutes.
Yeah. And you find the water ship and then you take it back. And then the overseer's like, hey, what's these super mutant things? And you're like, I don't know, big fucking Hulk things. And he's like, could you deal with that? Maybe no. Could you maybe then could you look into it? Fine, sure, let me go look into it. And you look into it and it's a whole fucking thing, and if you don't figure it out, the super mutants will figure out where Vault 13 is and just overrun it and kill it, and then the game ends.
Even if you do figure it out and you go back, they're like, oh well, you've been outside, you're irradiated, you can't come back in.
You know too much about the world and people want to leave, deuces.
And they leave you outside.
Yeah, and then the end of the game is basically your character walking away from the vault and back into the wasteland and just having fun wasteland adventures.
And it's the Wastelander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, he is called the Wastelander.
That is where the Wastelander comes from.
I got to remember to give the group a unique moniker.
Oh, yeah.
Because that's a Fallout convention.
I also...
Yeah, because they never use names.
Looking at the Modiphius site, apparently this uses a lot of D12s.
Really? No. I thought it was a 2d20.
Wait, the war? Are you looking at the war game again?
No.
Shut up. I mean,
why would they do that? I clicked.
Yeah, I had that problem too. The website's not too deep. With the like, it's just that one page. It's just the one page you're probably gonna find. Okay. But shout out to Modiphius for using the underused, you know, dice of all the dice, D12s. Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, unless yeah, baby. Unless you're a barbarian, you have no fucking clue what the D12 is.
swing on by and watch me play Black Void. That's the only other game that I know of that uses D12s.
Oh my god, that uses D12s? Wow. Yeah. Okay. Man. Yeah, so anyway, Dwayne, do you have questions? Or not Dwayne, Patty, do you have questions, comments, nasty remarks about Fallout?
Oh, no. I've always been curious as to why bottle caps became the currency. I never understood that.
Just because they are a finite resource and hard to replicate, so it just becomes the currency. And I think the developers just thought it was kind of cool and funny to make bottle caps something as ubiquitous as the bottle cap to become.
It actually goes back to the first Fallout game. They actually talk about it.
Oh, do they? I don't remember.
Yeah, the actual, I mean, like you said, it is an abundant thing, but the actual bottle cap was backed by the hub merchants.
That's right. They created the currency.
It was the only thing that they would be like, yes, if you have this, I will give you goods for it. Mm. And the hub was like the main trading place in the first Fallout game.
Mm-hmm. Because they had like a ton of water, so there was water merchants, and yeah, the water must flow.
Interesting. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And they couldn't, like, it was not easy to counterfeit because a lot of the presses and the bottle factories had all been destroyed in the war. Okay. So there was no, there weren't any presses to make counterfeits. You couldn't make bottle caps.
I will say that Fallout has some really cool art.
Yeah, oh, it's pretty amazing art. And the little vault boy and everything
the
they make.
Yes, the vault boy. I like the Nuka-Cola girl. Like,
yeah,
it's all amazing.
Mm-hmm. There's a couple of like the one of the through lines is Brotherhood of Steel, who is like a bunch of techno hermits who like look for technology and store it away, and on the chance that society actually gets back and can start using it again. Techno hermits. They have a weird, like, nobody except for the original guys know how to write them, because Fallout 2, if you go from Fallout 1 to Fallout 2, like, they got really techno hermity and are like dwindling in power. Yeah. And then they eventually go to war with the New California Republic over how technology should be reintroduced to society. And they get their asses kicked. And they basically have to run away. And they disappear into the Mojave Wasteland in New Vegas. And so part of that game is figuring out, you know, does the Brotherhood of Steel die off, or do you reintroduce concepts of like, hey, maybe you guys shouldn't be a bunch of fucking techno hermits in the ground and like actually
join up with the NCR and
do something, Jesus Christ. But then there was the tactical game, which
God, that was so bad.
It was a cool concept, I think, just executed in just sort of the weirdest, dumbest way possible, where they basically just became ultra fascists. And they go to Chicago and they get referenced a few times in some of the other lore, but they fought a bunch of evil robots. And so, but then there's a group of, there's an expedition group that goes out to the Capitol, the back over to DC, just to sort of explore what's there. And then they realize, hey, maybe we could be a humanitarian force, which I kind of like as the Brotherhood of Steel. They take over the Pentagon. But then there's a bunch of, then that has a faction split of like, no, we should be techno hermits. And everybody kind of points back and like, no, it doesn't really work well that way. So
do you not remember this?
Right. And then you get Fallout 4 where they're like, we're going to destroy all the fucking robots. And it's like, guys, this didn't work the last time.
Well, I remember Fallout 4 is, even though it's the old, then you got 76, but of the real games, Fallout 4 is the oldest of the games.
Oldest? What do you mean?
That was when the bombs dropped. That was why they were so fascist.
Right. Well, no, they're just written poorly. Like, that's why they're fascist. They just come over and decide we're going to kill all the synthetics for reasons we don't know. Like, let's not talk to the weird robots that look like humans. Let's just fucking kill them.
No robot rights.
Right. No, but, and there is a weird sort of robot synthetic AI rights issue in Fallout 4. I don't know what they're like in 76. I know they show up, but
I have not played 76. If someone bought it for me, I would probably play it, but I will not purchase it.
Right. You're not going to drag me into that. It was a piece of shit when it came out.
Yeah. I had no interest in giving it a whirl.
No. Fallout's really cool. Patty, you've been quiet. Anything? Did you ever go back and play the original Fallouts?
No. I have watched. I'm a huge SGDQ, GDQ, Games Done Quick, Summer Games Done Quick fan. So I have watched people beat Fallout the original in like Dwayne said earlier, like 5-10 minutes. it's rather impressive.
Actually, there's one guy that I've seen on there. He runs all of them. Like, it'll be the fastest finishing. Yes. 1, 2, 3, and 4. Only the main ones. Or maybe they stick in New Vegas. I can't remember.
New Vegas.
Yeah.
Yes. It is rather impressive. There's something you can do in Fallout 3 where, like, those first rad roaches you fight, you can, like, glitch it out and you get, like, you glitch out and you're, like, as a kid, can then roam the wastelands, and that somehow allows you to, like, find your father. I don't know. It's like some crazy shenanigans that happens. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Breaking a Bethesda game. Imagine that.
Oh, God.
Hot takes. Dwayne, any close to the final thoughts of Fallout?
No, but I do have another question. So, you know, you have a lot of different factions. Anyone who is, whether you've played Fallout 1, 2, 3, 4, 76, you always have a lot of different factions, most of them being the main ones, the Enclave, Brotherhood of Steel, the NCR. Who are the main ones that they put out in Fallout E20?
You have the core factions. I know the Brotherhood of Steel is there. It mentions a lot of, I've gotten up to like the corporations page. I know the Brotherhood of Steel is concluded. They don't, as far as I could tell, there's not like a lot of faction, like the Enclave. It's supposed to take place mostly sort of around Fallout 4, so like the Enclave is basically dead. The default setting, I want to say, is the Commonwealth one, so you're basically replaying Fallout 4 more or less. So you would have like the Institute and things like that. Again, with mine, I just, the only real recognizable faction that's going to be in our game is the Brotherhood of Steel. I have a couple of Florida specific concepts, mostly around the theme parks.
From the web page, encounter super mutants, raiders, survivors, vault dwellers, the Brotherhood of Steel, the Institute, and the Enclave, and many more.
Oh, okay.
Seems like that's all in the book. What you want to pick, choose, and use is up to you, right, of course. But.
Okay, well, yeah, it's all there. So, if you want to play Fallout 4 again, but only on tabletops, there it is. So,
I actually have one more question for you. I don't know. You said you haven't gotten through the whole book, so I don't know if you know, but this is probably the biggest question that most people getting into this game are going to want to know. How do they handle vaults? Like, does it give you charts to where you can build your own vault?
I haven't.
Roll a d20 and it gives you a bicycle room or, you know. Deadly trap room.
You're just turning the tabletop game into that mobile game. What was it called?
Shelter? Fallout Shelter?
Yes. Yeah. You just make your own vault.
No, but that would be kind of amazing if there was vault charts. I have been trying to figure out how to, because I don't want to just like
roll design a D100 to choose your horrible experiment that it actually was doing.
But, oh yeah, goddamn. I actually came up with, I have mine pre-written what the experiments were. But the actual designs and what they like, we should make a vault, build your own vault chart. That would be amazing.
It's true. We get in early on the expansion game.
Yeah.
Soon to a Vorpal Tale page near you.
Yeah. One of our shops. That'd be kind of amazing. I'll have to read deeper, but I did have
what's the feel of it? Is it, are there actually people still in it, or is it abandoned? You know, like how some of them were completely abandoned with the exception of like rad roaches and little tiny stuff, or was the experiment so bad that there were crazy people inside, or?
I have written about 5, 6, 7 vaults for the peninsula. So,
you need to let me know exactly what days those are, so I make sure that I'm going to listen, because I'm really interested to see how you've made your vault.
I'll try to make sure that at least one. I've already written like JT's character's plot. Like he was supposed to either explore this one area or like scout out a vault. So maybe we'll get to go to a vault there. one of the major factions actually is in the vault. Like I said, Bay City was a vault. Miami had a vault that's been abandoned. There's a couple others around that.
Tell me about that Lakeland vault, baby.
That Lakeland vault. I'm sorry, Patty. Lakeland is wiped off the map. It's my bad.
It's now a lake.
I mean, I'm surprised Lakeland hasn't wiped itself off the map yet already. So, you know.
Yeah, it is now the land lake. The land that just looks like a lake.
Sure. But
is infested with Florida radiated creatures, mole rats. It's just the lake of mole rats. It's just writhing there. It's real gross.
Perfect.
Couldn't ask for more.
I know, right? Sorry, Patty. Your home is mole rats. I'm sorry.
Okay, I can deal with this.
Yeah. Any more questions? Any more ideas? Thoughts?
No. I think that about does it from my side. I can't think of anything that not anyone in the world doesn't already know about Fallout as a whole.
I know, right?
I mean, we could beat it on the hammer or beat it on the head with a hammer for hours about Fallout as a lore. But as far as the game goes, I don't really have anything else. I mean, I'm excited to see it. I'm excited to see you play it. I want to play in it. Hopefully I'll get to do that in the future.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Can't say the same, really.
Oh, you don't want to play, Patty?
No, that's what Sean's thinking about for you.
Oh. Yeah, I don't have anything else. Patrick, do you have anything else?
That's it for me.
Well.
Uh-oh.
But
I think did we lose Sean again?
Well, Snickersnacks, you heard it right here. It seems that we've lost Sean, but
it's okay. It wasn't important anyway. It's not like he's the DM for this upcoming game. But you know.
Should we finish this out without him?
I think we should. Luckily, we did reach the end of our tale. So,
I'm not the host.
Yeah, Dwayne, sign us off here.
Yeah, so you heard it right here, Snickersnacks. Make sure you guys check out Fallout D20 from Modiphius. It is sure to be an awesome game, hopefully better than Fallout 76.
Low bar.
it's a very low bar. Why don't you tell everybody where you'll be at, Patty?
Well, you can find me all over the internet at @PattyShakes_. The next time you'll either be hearing my sultry voice on one of these podcasts, or you'll be seeing me on Friday shows where you'll either catch us for Draco Genesis Titans Lament, a Scarred Lands 5e game, or for Ravenloft, which will be running during the June times, or whatever else we're all running on Fridays. And then also on Tuesdays, where we run awesome Onyx Path Kickstarter games like Trinity Continuum Adventure, which is the current one we're doing. And then who knows what's on the docket? It could be anything.
This is true. And again, I am Dwayne at Made of Kimchi on the internet. I'm always doing something, either uploading videos to our YouTube or running a game or playing in a game. Make sure you guys swing by VorpalTales.com and check out our calendar to make sure that you guys don't miss anything that you're interested in, especially with Fallout coming up. Make sure that you do swing by on Wednesdays within, what is it going to be, like 2 weeks?
Yes, which, you know, who knows when this episode will actually air. Oh, yes. So I believe it is May 5th, I believe, is the first episode. Hold on, I can double check that really quick.
Either the 20 April 28th or May 5th would be.
Hold on, I'm pulling up the schedule right now. I'm going to VorpalTales.com right now.
Pull up the schedule.
And I'm clicking the button that says schedule.
Oh, look. We've seemed to have a hello?
Hey.
Oh,
hey, you're back. Perfect. Cool. You're back just in time. You're back just in time for the wrap up. What's that date that Fallout is starting, Sean?
It's in 2 weeks. It should start on the 5th of May.
Boom. I'm a friggin' genius.
Awesome.
Yeah, look at you.
So, all right, cool. Why don't you go ahead and tell everybody where you can be found at?
The internet. So Yeah. Closing. Let me get to that. Cut this out. What marker was that? What time? I don't even know.
What time did you drop?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
That's this one you're going to, because we started doing the outro without you. We didn't know if you were coming back. Well,
thank you. I appreciate that. I'm sure you guys talked about our social medias at Forple Tales. Check out our Patreon at patreon.com/Forple Tales. Check out our calendar. It'll pop up on all our reels. Be sure to check out our shop links on our website. Make your tabletop experience more Vorpally. Thank you guys for coming in. Patty, tell us where we can find you.
Yeah, you can find me all over the internet at Patty6_. Catch me on the Vorpal Tales Twitch channel on Fridays, where I'm either running Draco Genesis Titan's Lament, a Scarred Lands 5e game, a long campaign that our players are going through, or if you're in the month of June, you'll be watching Ravenloft for a couple of weeks. Other than that, you can also catch me on Tuesdays where we run the Onyx Path Kickstarter games, which is currently Trinity Continuum Adventure. Check me out there. Otherwise, you can find me on the Discord for Vorpal Tales and all that good stuff. I'm always free to lend advice, take a ear, give you some writing advice, all that great stuff.
Dope, dope. Dwayne.
Yes, as I might have said a little bit ago, I am Dwayne at Made of Kimchi on the internet. You can find me usually doing something for Vorpal Tales, either uploading all of our videos to YouTube, making sure that our content on our Twitch page is up to date, running games on Thursdays usually, and playing multiple days of the week. So make sure you check out the calendar and swing on by at any time.
Dope. Awesome. Thanks everybody for listening to us. We really appreciate, love all your support, and for the love of the dice, game on.